If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Iran's president killed.
The helicopter crashed in thick fog and rain.
Swing state struggles.
The issue of the economy and inflation are a drag on Mr. Biden.
Work on Baltimore cargo ship.
Refloating and removing the dolly.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Iran confirms the death of the country's president and foreign minister in a helicopter crash yesterday. CBS's Holly Williams reports it took hours to find the wreckage.
The Iranian president's helicopter crashed in the mountains of northern Iran. Rescue workers trekked through dense fog to retrieve the bodies. President Raisi, a hardline conservative leader in the Islamic Republic, was returning from a meeting with the leader of neighboring Azerbaijan. Iran's cabinet said the hard-working president had been martyred, vowing the government would operate without the slightest disruption. But the crash comes at a time of heightened instability in the Middle East, as Iran fights a so-called shadow war with Israel. Iran's proxies include Hamas, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen. President Raisi took office in 2021.
Iran's first vice president will take over as interim leader, and the country will hold fresh presidential elections within 50 days.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has the latest on the pressure the prime minister is facing to come up with a plan for what happens when the fighting in Gaza is over.
Thousands of Israelis are currently marching their way to Jerusalem to call for a deal for the release of all the hostages still in Gaza and for an end to the war. The rally comes as bitter divisions in Israel's three-member war cabinet spill out into the open. Benny Gantz is threatening to walk out unless there's a plan to hand over post-war control of Gaza from Israel to what's being described as another acceptable power. Now, in response, Netanyahu defiantly insisted Israel will maintain open-ended security. Now, all of this political unrest comes as U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met yesterday with Netanyahu following talks in Saudi Arabia. Sullivan urged Netanyahu to connect the future of Gaza to a, quote, political strategy, including the potential of a hugely consequential deal that would see the normalization between Saudi and Israel as part of a commitment to pursuing a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians, something the Biden administration says is key to lasting peace in the region.
Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us Gaza was just one of the issues President Biden spoke about during his commencement address at Georgia's Morehouse College.
This is one of the hardest, most complicated problems in the world. I support peaceful, nonviolent protest. Your voices should be heard, and I promise you I hear them.
In his address, Biden called for an immediate ceasefire. But for some recent graduates like Williams Babalola, that's not enough.
Until we see some actions that match his words, that's when we know his words are sincere.
As for Trump, he was also back on the campaign trail, rallying his own base at the NRA convention in Dallas.
I think you're a rebellious bunch, but let's be rebellious and vote this time, okay?
Fresh CBS News political polling shows former President Trump with a 5-point lead over President Biden in Arizona, and he's up by 9 in Florida. Our director of elections and surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Neither of them elicits the view that the candidates care about the economic situation for people like them, voters say. Having said that, by comparison, you see Donald Trump with an advantage on this measure.
A British court has just ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can appeal an order that he be extradited to the U.S. on spy charges.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The cargo ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is set to be refloated today. WJZ-TV reporter Amy Kawada.
All of the 6 anchors have been taken up, mooring lines have been released, and divers are making sure the path is clear and any obstructions have been removed. Now, once the ship, we're told, was free from its current position, up to 5 tugboats will escort the dolly 2.5 miles away to the Seagirt Marine Terminal, moving 1 mile per hour.
Donald Trump's criminal trial resumes today in New York. CBS's Graham Cates says it's more time on the stand for star prosecution witness Michael Cohen.
Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, told the judge he had about an hour's worth of questions remaining for Cohen. And then prosecutors said they have some more of their own. But when Cohen is done today, that will be the end of the prosecution's case.
Rudy Giuliani was served an indictment in Arizona's fake elector case, along with 17 others. Giuliani's attorney says the former Trump lawyer got the notification as he was leaving his 80th birthday party. Overseas, Congo's army says it foiled a coup attempt, making arrests that included foreigners after an attack on the presidential palace. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs says in a video he's sorry that he beat his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a hotel hallway in 2016. He called his actions inexcusable.
I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy. Going to rehab, had asked God for his mercy and grace.
Video of the attack emerged last week on CNN. Combs settled a lawsuit with her, but has been sued by others. The restaurant chain Red Lobster has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Earlier this month, some 50 locations closed. It came down to the final hole at the PGA Championship on CBS. Xander Schauffele sank the 6-footer to win his first major. His 21 under par for the tournament is a record for one of the 4 major events. America's first black astronaut candidate never made it into space in the early 1960s. But yesterday, 60 years later, 90-year-old Ed Dwight finally did.
I thought I really did need this in my life, but now I need it in my life. This is fabulous.
He called the 10-minute flight aboard a Blue Origin spacecraft with 5 others a life-changing experience. He's now the oldest person ever in space.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bud Anderson, who single-handedly shot down 16 German planes over Europe in World War II, has died in California at 102 years old. Anderson, who was a brigadier general, was America's last living triple ace. He teamed with Chuck Yeager in combat and later in test flights. In 30 years of military service, Anderson flew more than 130 types of aircraft. Now a look at the weekend box office.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
Ryan Reynolds' new movie, If, claimed the top spot at the weekend box office with $35 million in ticket sales. Little lower than expected, considering its all-star cast, but If easily beat Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. That came in second with another $26 million in its second week in theaters.
I think you have the wrong home.
Horror flick The Strangers Chapter 1 was third, followed by The Fall Guy, Monica Ricks, CBS News.
That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hey everybody, Jon Stewart here. I am here to tell you about my new podcast, The Weekly Show, coming out every Thursday. We're going to be talking about the election, earnings calls. What are they talking about on these earnings calls? We're going to be talking about ingredient to bread ratio on sandwiches. I know you have a lot of options as far as podcasts go, but how many of them come out on Thursday? Listen to The Weekly Show with Jon Stewart starting June 6th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.